The soul is therefore substance in the sense that it is the form of a natural body, which potentially has life. Substance in this sense is actuality. In this way, the soul is the actuality of the living body, but actuality has two senses, which are similar to the possession of knowledge and the use of knowledge. The actuality of which we are speaking is similar to the possession of knowledge, for both sleeping and waking require the presence of a soul, and waking is like the use of knowledge, whereas sleeping is similar to the possession of knowledge without using it. De Anima, 412a, 17-26. It is obvious that there are causes, and many of them. These are discovered when we begin by asking, why did this happen? This leads us back to several basic questions. When faced with unchangeable things, we are left asking, what is it? For example, in mathematics, it all comes down to the definition of a straight line, or number, or some such. Or in other cases, we might be led to ask, what brought about this change? As, for instance, in, why did these people go to war? The answer here could be, because of border raids. Or it could be because what the thing itself is for. In other words, they fought for dominion. In another category, where things come to be, their cause will be matter. Evidently, these are the causes. There are several different types of causes, and anyone who wishes to understand nature should know how to uncover them. In fact, there are four different types: matter, form, whatever brings about the change, and whatever the thing is for. Physics, 198a, 14-24. Thus, motion being eternal, if there is a prime mover, it too must be eternal. And here it is sufficient to assume there is only one mover, the first to set in motion stationary things, and this being eternal will be the principle of motion for all other things. Physics, 259a, 7-14. Aristotle wrote and thought so originally about so many things that he was bound to get a few of them wrong. People whose nostrils have thick extremities are lazy, just like cattle. Those who have thick ends to their noses are insensitive, just like boars. On the other hand, people who have sharp-ended noses are easily angered, much like dogs. However, those with round, flat ends to their noses are magnanimous, in the same way as lions. People with thin tips to their noses are like birds, but when their nose is hooked and juts out straight from their forehead, they are liable to shameless behaviour, just like ravens. Physiognomics, 6, 28-32.